Don, hello. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
I am doing great, and it's a pleasure to get a couple of minutes with you, and I'm kind of giddy that you are back on TV, so to speak, on this new web series, Life Interrupted. And how did all that come about?
Well, they asked me, he's a friend of mine, and he said, I'm doing something kind of different. This is a whole new avenue that people can kind of produce and get things creatively looked at. 15 years ago, you couldn't do this. And I think he's a great talent, and the cast is so interesting. And I love the character because it's a far cry from Marianne, actually.
You're a little spicy.
Just a little bit. After Gilligan's Island, I went back to the stage and wanted to try to break the image and do something with a little more depth than just Marianne. So this is kind of a switch. You don't see me do something like this on camera. Have you seen it? Have you watched it?
Oh, yes. I've seen, I think, through the first 6 episodes that are available so far.
Oh, good. And isn't it interesting? You can do this now. That everybody can do it at home and watch themselves. I don't know. This is new technology is what it is.
Exactly. And another one we'll talk about in just a minute. But first, a nice connection. We're here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and you were the 1959 Miss Nevada. And it just so happens that our boss has a daughter, and she was the 2016 Miss Nevada, Catherine Kelly.
Oh, Catherine Kelly.
Yeah.
For fabulous.
Yeah, so we share a little bit of connection here on the radio today.
Yeah, I wish I could meet her. That's nice.
And you have, I will ask you one Gilligan's Island question real quick. I saw, and this is on your YouTube page, that not too long ago, you actually had a chance to ride in the SS Minnow, all totally restored and redone.
Yes, and they use it for charity. It's just fabulous. It's really wonderful, and they take it out and raise money for, you know, for children who need help, and et cetera. It was quite a thrill.
And speaking of charities, I found this very interesting, and I totally was not aware of this, because this is not too far from us, that a couple of years ago, you won an award, the Elephant Sanctuary Trumpeting Award, for your efforts to support the Elephant Sanctuary down just south of us in Tennessee. That must have been pretty nice.
Yes, it is fabulous, and I've been to Africa 5 times, and the elephant is the most incredible animal there ever is. And this is not a zoo. You can't go feed them. You can't go pet them. They just roam, and it's wonderful. It's just absolutely wonderful. That's a magic animal, you know. Think about how long they've been on this world and the gentleness they have. I mean, I've ridden them in Africa. I've been to Africa 5 times, and we had several natives that were going to take us, and he said, no, you have to, the elephant has to know you. You have to just stand here for a minute. And the elephant's trunk went all over me, from my head to my feet, touched me all over. He said, now you can get on his back. But at lunch, he said, now, he knows you. So when you get off, you know, walk 10 feet away, and he will come to you. Now, this is a huge, wild animal that you made a connection with. I'm just still overwhelmed by that.
I have a friend who's just, her name's Courtney, and she's just totally into elephants. And when I sent her this part of what you have done, she's really perked up because of your involvement with elephants.
Well, and I think the public needs to be more than anything. And, you know, you always hear elephants never forget. Well,
yes.
I didn't know until I was in Africa. They'll go by a pile of bones that could be their ancestors, and they stop and pick up every bone. They touch it. They touch every bone with their trunk and then go on. It's something. We're all more alike than we all different if we just open our hearts and open our eyes a little bit, you know?
Oh, exactly. And how many books now have you authored? I know most people will know you most for your cookbook as with the Marianne character. And A Guide to Life, What Would Marianne Do? You've been quite the author over the years.
Well, I think there's a voice there. I mean, I'm a really good cook. So going back to the Marianne was a cook, but my mother was a wonderful cook. So the cookbook was kind of an easy thing with all my family recipes. But I think today we need to hear What Would Marianne Do? I don't mean to be corny, and I don't mean to be old-fashioned, but now everything is instant. If you made a mistake, it's gone wild. It's gone on the Internet. Everybody knows it. So you are actually more judged than you were in my generation. And I think one of the things that What Would Marianne Do Today, what would she do today? Would she say thank you? Is she going to go without underwear? Is she going to date 22 men? And we're not passing on a morality. We're looking at what's happening. And I don't have children, so I can look at it more objectively. It's much more difficult if you've got 4 kids and one's going one way and one's going another. And everything is accessible to them. There was no nudity when I grew up. Television was just coming into being, you know? Now people are sending dirty pictures across the Internet. So we just have to adjust our children or create a sense of right and wrong in our children our own way. because everything's exposed. Everything's out there. You can be anything you want to be. So being a parent today is much more difficult. Guidelines, rules, manners, all of that sort of stuff can be all kiboshed when they go to their little telephone.
To wrap up real quick, we find out that you're still on that freaking island, according to your YouTube page.
Yes, I am, and I just got an award for it, and I play a barmaid. It's kind of like Cheers. I don't play a Marianne, but she's a nice lady.
Well, it is such a pleasure to get a few minutes to talk to you, and best of luck in everything down the road.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.